All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is actually my first one coming back as a father. And so I'm very lucky to have Grace on the other side of the mic. Grace, you want to say hello to our 50 million friends?
Hello, everyone.
All right, Grace, ask any questions about my baby. You're the first. This is the first convo back. Okay, fire away.
Okay, firstly, name. What's it called?
Her name is Maeve, M-A-E-V-E, Maeve. She is currently 8.5 weeks, and she's on the other side of the house, asleep. And the recording day today is, I think, 28, I don't know. But end of May. Oh my god, end of May, and it's 10:30 in the morning. So for those who are fathers, who's been a father, and you know that sometimes sleeping is actually getting a lot out of you. So basically, sometimes I get my words and sort of my date and orientation. I get disorientated, put it this way. But I'm actually okay. I'm actually okay now, comparing to a lot of my friends and all that. But I'm 8 weeks in, and I'm now fully back. And, yeah, just trying to entertain our tennis community as much as possible. All right, Grace. And also, a little bit more about baby. She is very, very healthy, as well as my wife. Yeah, she's just big. She's big. Like, a lot of times when we take out to friends' house, our baby is 2 months old, but bigger than some of the other babies, more than 4.5 months old. So not that I want to compare, but she guzzled. She's huge. She's long. She's like 62 centimeters. Yeah, she's just a unit. Long arms, long legs, like her mom.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe good future tennis player, Tom, with long legs.
Yeah, tennis players, and even like swimming or even basketball. I can just tell. Like, Grace, how tall are you?
Me, I'm about 174.
Okay.
Centimeters.
Give it 13 years. She'll tower over you. I can just see it. She'll tower over you. Okay. All right. So that's so. So for those who are concerned, and also a little thing about, and this is a little my personal touch, is that my wife Jess and I, we have decided to keep our digital content regarding our baby quite low and quite private, so we don't have any baby photos or materials. But people do come inbox me and say, oh, you know, how's the baby going and stuff like that, you know, are you getting your sleep, you know. But I'm just trying to brutally telling people, you know, I can even tell you publicly is that when Maeve was about week 3 to week 5, or even earlier, week 2 to week 5, as a husband and as a father, at least from my side, I hit a low point about managing babies, managing my time, very, very disorientated, yeah, I've just been to some dark places, you know. So they say postnatal depression is real. I'm telling you, it's not only real, but also real for the people around the mother. So this is something I want to be, just put it out there, and I want to be educational, and yeah. So it's I always think that depression is a stigma, but you know what? As a male, or even just anyone, you know, just open up and say, hey, you know, I suffer from it, and I'm out of it. And I'm now more opening to more conversations, to talk to people who may need more conversations, you know. So,
good on you, Tom.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you. Okay, so lastly about me, Tennis of Melbourne will be out and about a little bit more, thanks to the routine that my wife and I built for the baby. So I now will have a little bit more outreach to people like yourself, Grace, as well as coaches, clubs, or whoever wanted to have a convo with me, and hoping to promote tennis as much as possible. So there it is. So yeah, I'm ready for more convo. I used to do like 5 convos a day. I'm ready.
Can't wait.
Alrighty, Grace. Just before the convo, we actually sort of touched on what we did before. So you're now year 12, and what's it like year 12 during this time?
We definitely don't have it as bad as last year's year 12.
Yay.
But I think year 12, no matter what's happening, you know, whether there's a pandemic or anything, yeah, it's definitely a challenging year. There's a lot of pressure, whether it's put on, like, by yourself or mm-hmm. other people to do well. And, I mean, I love the year. I think it's, I'm having such a good time. I mm-hmm. love being, you know, the oldest in the senior school and stuff. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it's definitely got its challenges. And, yeah, I just can't wait to get through it and hopefully...
Yeah,
well.
I saw your social media. Like, I don't know what's with year 12s and dress ups, and like whether it's athletic carnival, swimming carnival. Like, you guys just don't dress the occasion. You guys have your own terms. Tell us more about that.
Do you mean like dress up for like house day?
Yeah, yeah. Who come up with that?
Yeah. So I think it's like a bit of a tradition at my school. I'm not sure about other schools, mm-hmm. but. We love to get into our kind of clothes in the colour of our house and create a bit of fun around that. And my house is, I'm house captain this year, and my house is called Andrews, and we're the Andrews Army, so we like to rock up in our blue camo and bring, like, a culture that sort of intimidates other people.
Okay. So are there any, are we expecting, so for those who don't know Grace, follow Grace on social media. She's a lovely, lovely, she has a lovely account. And so are there any more house sports coming the rest of 2021?
No, we're done for house sport, unfortunately. But we have house music coming up in a few months, I think, which is exciting.
And how do you intimidate other houses?
We bring speakers and we have our chants and mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how
now I picked up something you just mentioned. So you're the house captain. So how did you get elected and what does it mean to be a leader?
Well, I was elected. There was a bit of a process at school, so you had to, like, write an application explaining sort of why you want to be a house captain. And then you had to give a speech in front of your school. I think it went for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Once again, explaining why you'd like to be a house captain and some of the qualities that you'll bring as a house captain. And then the teachers and students vote, and then I was lucky enough to get elected, I guess. I'm co-captain with another girl who's my really good friend. It's great fun. I love it. And then the second part of your question, Tom, a leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, a leader is someone that can influence other people in a really positive way and bring the best out of everyone. And I think that a part of being able to do that is having the, like, skills to understand people and find what motivates them and what drives them, helping them to achieve their best, I guess.
Ooh. I'm going to give you my vote. Okay. Please say you're still playing tennis, Grace.
Yeah, I am still playing tennis. I mean, obviously not right now. We're in lockdown again. Mm-hmm. But I'm still loving tennis. It's obviously been a bit challenging to balance playing tennis this year with year 12. But I'm still keen. I've had a bit of a health issue going on for the last few months with some fatigue mm-hmm. and stuff. But I just can't wait to get through this year and then go hard at tennis and see where I can go.
Oh, okay. Are we... Obviously, everything changes now. So are we thinking, are you going to keep playing on the local level around Melbourne? Are you going to go pro? Are you going to go college? Or see how your exam goes and where it takes you?
Well, my goal, I think, would be to get into a university here and stay in Australia or Melbourne
mm-hmm.
and then try and train really hard and see if I can make it onto the tour after school and... start travelling and playing tournaments and just see where I end up, really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, nice. So, for those who are listening, and this is very educational in terms of balance. Now, I know that you got school, you got tennis, and you got social side. And how do you, what are some of the things you go to? Is it time management? Is it a routine? Or is it, you know, ticking off the priorities? How do you balance? Like, we're nearly halfway. I would say we're halfway for your year 12 or 2021. But how are you going to encounter, are you going to encounter the same way what you did the first half to the second half? Or are you going to do it a little bit differently just because there's more exams?
I think that this half of the year is definitely more serious, and I've probably got to focus on my school more. But I think that in terms of managing everything, as you said, social, tennis, and school, I think you've got to treat it and prioritise what's most important to you at whatever time. So at different points in the year, there'll be times where, you know, you've got exams coming up or SATs or whatever it is, and it makes no sense to have your priorities all like on tennis or social. Like, that's a good time to really focus on your studies and try and do well in that sack. And then there'll be other times where, you know, there's not as much going on at school, but you have a big tournament coming up, so it makes more sense to go and train hard and try and prepare yourself for that tournament. So I think it's just about understanding what's going on around you and knowing that it's probably impossible to do everything that you want to do all the time. So you're going to have to make sacrifices and work out what is best for yourself at whatever time, I guess.
I can't believe I missed out a huge element, family as well.
Definitely family time as well is really important. But we're getting plenty of that at the moment.
Yes, okay. all right, so this is the day two of our 7-day lockdown, and hopefully it's our last ever lockdown. What are some of the things, are you trying to working on exam more, give yourself time, exercise? What are some of your things on your agenda the next at least 8 days?
For these 8 days, I definitely want to keep my fitness going. I mean, not that it would completely drop off after 8 days or whatever, but I still want to
You never know. Late night snacks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then it's definitely important that I keep, you know, using my 1 hour of exercise, I think it is, outside. Is it that? I don't know. I can't remember. And keeping myself fit. Get on top of schoolwork. So I'm feel prepared and organised before going back to school. And then just also using it as a time to sort of wind down and relax and reset for, I guess, the second part of the year.
Okay. So we've talked about tennis a little bit. We've talked about how you count, you're going to go through this the rest of 2021. I know when I was year 12, long, long time ago, I had plans to do, you know, what do you want to do after year 12? Like, you know, like you're going away and, you know, what was it, Byron Bay and all that. Obviously, things are a little bit different. Are you and your friends planning some sort of getaway after exams now?
Yes. I think that I'm going to go to Byron Bay, schoolies, with a whole group of my friends. Just, you know, as a bit of a celebration, we made it through, you know. But obviously that'll depend on what's happening in tennis and everything else at the time. So plans to go, but if things change, then I might sacrifice Byron for, you know, a big tournament or something. It all depends.
Okay. All right. Now let's switch back to reality just a little bit more. And obviously right now, French Open. With your agenda right now, do you have time to scroll through some of the what's going on around tennis in French, just in tennis in general?
Yeah, definitely still keeping up with the tennis.
Okay.
I was looking at the draw yesterday. Alexi Poprin got a bit of a tough first round against Rafa Nadal. But, I definitely keep up with the tennis as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And how intimidating for if you're Alexi and then you play against, say, Nadal, and then the day before that, Nadal just got a statue in front of him. Like, that was just, man. But again, in my opinion, Nadal definitely deserved that statue, and he's literally the best, in my opinion, king of clay forever. Okay,
I think for Alexi, it's such a good opportunity though. Like, he has literally nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. He can just go out there swinging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be a big. Oh, there won't be a crowd actually, but and you get to play pretty much the master of clay. Like, mm-hmm. that's such a good lesson. So
yeah. I like how you go in and then knowing that you may lose, but you just go in to learn. I like that. I like the idea. Okay. I don't know when how you play pennant or not, but when was your last competitive match?
Oh,
so it's a while ago.
Last competitive match. Oh, it was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
I played Wodonga.
Oh, okay.
On the grass.
Mm.
And that was this year. That was my last tournament. I mean, I was meant to play pennant.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to pull out because of this fatigue mm-hmm. thing I've had.
Okay.
So we're going a while back. We're going to the, I think, March was the time, maybe? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like nearly three months ago. Wow. And do you miss that competitive? I mean, I wouldn't say training is too much competitive because it's different kind of, you know, competitive mindset. But do you miss the tournaments? Do you miss the, you know, the warm-up routine and then getting the best out of you for an hour, 2 hours, even 3 hours on court?
Yeah, definitely. For me, competing is just the best fun. Like, I love walking onto a court and testing myself against everyone. And I feel like it's also kind of a reward in a way for your training. Like, you can see what you've practiced and what you've put time and effort to come out on court. Like, I think it's so fun. So I definitely miss the competition aspect of it.
Okay. Speaking of that, you mentioned like Alexi and Nadal and all that. I'll put it out there. We're going to jump straight to the conclusion. Who will take the crown? Who will take the crown? Starting with the ladies.
Start with the ladies.
Yes.
By the way,
for those listening, right, and I'm going to be slightly biased because I have a daughter on the other side of this house. And every time I do something, like, for example, if I have to go pick one, like, you know, which will go first, I'm just going to go with ladies first. All right? I feel like as a father of a baby girl, and I think sometimes we go, oh, you know, like Grand Slam or men's is going to be the final, the biggest one. You know, look, even the last 5 years, you know, in my opinion, women's tennis is actually more entertaining than men's tennis. I'll call it now, because you got Iga, Naomi, Halep, you name it, and they're starting to get deeper in terms of the strategy and the style, and it's very entertaining, you know. And so if I have to pick something like a boys or girl or men or men, I'll go lady first, just cause.
Yeah. No, fair enough. So for the girls, well, I think that obviously Barty has been doing pretty well. I mean, I know she's had some trouble with her arm, but I think, I think for me, it's probably a bit of bias as well, but I'd love her to win. I think Iga Swiatek will definitely be in with a shot and will do pretty well, and so will Sabalenka, but hopefully Barty can pull it off, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in the men's, I don't think you can go past Rafa. I mean, he is just a god of the clay, really. So, yeah, I'd have my money on him, I think.
If you can have one thing from Rafa to your game or to your tennis, what would it be?
One thing. I think that I'd love his forehand. I mean, there's so much work and spin on it. Like, especially for a girl to be able to hit with so much spin and so much, like the ball bounces so high, I mean, that would be a huge advantage, and it would make it very difficult for anyone to play against you. So probably his forehand, yeah.
So Grace, if you got Rafa's forehand, would you be top 10 in the world now?
I think probably. like, you don't really need anything else but rackets beforehand in the girls' game. If you can make a serve, you can hit your backhand, but Rafa can run around his backhand anyway. So I think that, yeah, you'd be pretty set.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So pass Rafa. Okay, so who will be some of the dark horses that you think, ooh, didn't expect you to go? So starting with the ladies.
Ooh.
Okay, for me, Maria Sakkari. I love
her. Sorry?
Maria Sakkari, the Greek girl.
Oh, yeah, the musty one.
Yeah, she's really, really solid. And I think that because French Open or clay court is all long rallies, mostly long rallies, and so you need to have that fitness, you know. Unless there's any injuries or any hiccups, and I really hope that she can go deep. And she just got really that strength that I like from a woman.
Yeah, she just looks like a bull. Really.
And then she looks so clean with her hair and everything, and she's So that I always like her for last couple three four years, you know. So yeah, I hope she will go semis or quarters or even semis. And for the men's, I don't know, but I really want to give Monfils a last go because Monfils been playing so well. So if he can pull it through, maybe a quarterfinal, even semifinal, just for the French crowd, or even just, you know, I think he could do some damage. But other than that, I just hope that, you know, guys. I think I publicly made a prediction on one of the forums. I said Tsitsipas could be Tsitsipas and Rafa in the final, and Barty against maybe Iga in the final or Naomi. So yeah, okay. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who's your?
Some good matches.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Who are your dark horses?
Yeah. Mine. Oh, that's such a tough question. I really haven't been following it closely enough to know anyone that's been really doing well that sort of doesn't have as big a name, but. Mm-hmm. I'd definitely love to see Tsitsipas do well for the men's. Not that he's really not a big name. He's pretty big. So I don't know, Tom.
Okay. Well, we'll come back later or at some point. But I think I've been thinking because I haven't done convo for, I don't know, 2.5-3 months. It just wows me. It's like literally 2.5 months ago, I was in hospital and with my wife and, you know, the baby coming out and everything and just – like my life literally changed. And I've been thinking about, like, part of me thinking, oh, should I keep doing Tennis of Melbourne convo? And part of me thinking, if I want to do it, okay, if I don't do it, what else can I do? But if I do it, can I do something different? So this convo will be out literally this afternoon, all right? And I want to know what tennis has given you all these years. So without mentioning tennis, but what do you think that there's a slice of tennis in you that you're going to keep it to, whether it's for your academics, for your, I guess, for your just career or just in life in general?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
I think that it's given me the ability to learn how to set a goal and work really hard and chip away at this goal for a long time. And it's taught me skills about managing myself, like listening to myself, like knowing, you know, my body's sore today, probably shouldn't do a hard training session. So I think that I've learned how to listen to myself and how to set goals and work towards them and what hard work is. And, you know, when you're competing against such, like, broad competition all around the world, you really learn how to push yourself when, you know, maybe you don't feel like training and stuff and just get through, you know?
Mm-hmm. So when you study, how do you know when it's time to stop? Or do you just have a study, sort of a little capsule or duration where, all right, so this subject, 45 minutes, and I'll rest for 15 and 45. Do you have a set sort of drill or routine?
Yeah, I try and set myself up to do 1 hour blocks and then I'll have a break. But if, like, I'll know it's time to stop if I'm reading the same question about 5 times and not able to process it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know how sometimes you'll just sit there and you'll just be staring at your computer screen and you're like, I literally have no idea what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or I literally can't think of anything right now. Then I'll just, you know, give it a rest, go and do something else and come back and hope that I come more full of ideas, I guess.
So, Grace, let's be honest here, okay? Is TikTok addictive?
Oh, absolutely. My God, it's so addictive.
Have you ever regret your time spent on it the night before exams?
Yeah.
Or yeah?
It's the biggest trap ever, Tom. You put on TikTok and you literally just mindfully scroll through the most pointless videos. Actually, some of them are quite insightful, but mostly pointless videos for hours on end. Without even noticing. And then you check the time and you realise it's like 11 o'clock at night and you've just wasted a whole, like, 2 hours of your life. But anyway, it's fine.
Okay. So would you say now the second half of 2021, so when you're going to switch on in the zone of study, do you just turn your phone off and put the phone away, or?
I delete TikTok.
Oh,
wow. I go through phases with it. I've just re-downloaded it. quarantine, but yeah, I delete it. I just can't. That is something I lack, self-control over TikTok.
So okay, all right. How about Snapchat? People say Snapchat can be addictive too because there's all these functions about the ghost location and talking and all that, or filters and stuff. Do you do that?
Snapchat, like, yeah, it is addictive, but I feel like it's more like, there's actually more of a point to it. Like, you're still communicating with people and stuff. And, like, if you turn the notifications off, that's all right. Well, TikTok is, like, you don't want to miss the newest TikTok trend, you know? There's a dance, you want to know it, so that when everyone at school is doing it, that you can join in. Well, Snapchat's just, yeah. Turn the notifications off and you're all
right. Right, okay. Since you said you re-downloaded TikTok, for those who still watch or who still have TikTok, I downloaded a while, I deleted a while ago. What are some of the common trends right now on TikTok?
There's one that's like, I'm getting ripped tonight. Is that one?
Mm-hmm.
Gone a bit viral.
That's the thing when I was scrolling through TikTok up to like 2 hours at night, and when I turned off or the battery died, and I was thinking, what did I learn or what stick in my head the most? And I can't think of it. Maybe the dances got me, or maybe the cat videos, maybe something really cool, and then. But the next one is just, wow, more addictive. Whoa, wow, more addictive. So, yeah, that's why I was very conscious about, you know, deleting TikTok. But again, for those who just wanted to have a bit of break during lockdown, you know, it's all up to you. Everyone's different. But, yeah, just remember it. Priorities. Priorities.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to make it this last part where it's nice and simple. Nice and simple. 3 years from now, where would you like to be, with or without tennis, doesn't matter, or even uni or whatever. Yeah, Grace, where would I be? So 2020, where are we? 2024. Okay, 2024, and
ooh.
Yeah. Setting goals.
I've been well underway with a property development course at RMIT.
Yep.
And I'd like to be traveling and doing well on the professional circuit and, yeah, playing tennis, seeing a lot of the world, making new friends around the world, and just having a good time.
Now, you said property management, right?
Yeah.
That means you travel around, you're going to be buying houses.
Potentially, hopefully, if I have the money.
You win one tournament, there you go. that's a it's an apartment right there.
Yeah, it's true.
True. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well. Yeah. All right, so look, I'm so happy that we did this catch up convo, and I think from my side, I'm starting to share a little bit more about myself, and I don't think you were at AMT Platinum earlier this year in 2021 at Royal Park, but I can tell you this, you know, this is, I'm not trying to flex, but a couple of parents came up to me, because I'm the sports trainer, and people go. Usually I hear injuries and history of their, you know, how they're training and all that. And, you know, we all catch up and stuff. There was actually a couple of parents came up to me and goes, hey, you sound like guy, are you from Tennis of Melbourne? And I go, yeah, yeah. And he goes, I really like your convos. I listen to a lot of convos during work and everything. And, yeah, and they just walked away. I was like, okay, right. So, for those who are still following Tennis of Melbourne convo, whether it's fun or it's real, whether it's, you know, you find it interesting or not, this is just a convo between tennis, you know, in our tennis community. So I thank you guys for listening. So did you?
I think that's what people like about it, Tom. Is it's so real, and it's like you're just talking to, you know, pretty normal people trying to play tennis, and you get to know so much about people that you sort of didn't realize when you're playing against them on the tennis court. So I feel like that's definitely why people love your
combos. Oh, thank you. Can you name up to three or even five people that you would love to hear him or her convo or again from me?
Yeah. Rossi, Groovy Rossman.
Okay, yep. Oh, the donut girl. Okay, yep. Sorry, Ruby.
I'm trying to think what other ones are good that I listen to. Rossi? Yeah, you did one with Danielle McIntyre.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually a good one. She just graduated, so I think she's still at the States. But I'm actually okay to work around the time. So a lot of times when I do a lot of States or college players, I always have to get up like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and that's the afternoon. So I will get on to Danny McIntyre. Yeah, St. Mary's. I think that's where she's from. Yeah, St. Mary's. Yeah.
Destiny, I love Destiny.
Yep, Destiny. Yep.
Jazz Star.
Jasmine Star. I'll tell you what, Jasmine Star is the only player, only combo I did through a landline.
And really?
Everyone's calling mobile. It's like, Tom, can I call you through a landline? I'm like, okay, so I have to change my microphone and recording everything, and she's like, oh, clear as a whistle, I'm telling you. But Jasmine says, she said, Tom, I'm going to be at the States, so I'm going to call her through, I think, Messenger or WhatsApp or whatever, but it was fun chatting with her. So Jasmine Starr, I remember Jasmine Starr. Mm-hmm.
And probably Gabrielle DeSilverfish.
Sorry, who?
Gabby DeSilverfish.
I did two with her, and she's quite fit as well. Basketball, golf.
Yeah.
And okay, right, all right. Any guys or coaches?
Let me think. Rehan,
yes, I did two with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark Pullman.
Oh,
good.
You know what? I just did, you know, speaking of Mark Pullman, he was so close to getting to the main draw for French Open. But at the same time, I got to say, Storm Sanders just qualified to the main draw, like literally few hours ago. And I look at him thinking, wow, I can't believe I did a combo with her, you know, only a few months ago. And I'm probably going to give her some shout outs and stuff. Yeah, so Storm Sanders has gone through a lot to get to where she is today. So shout out to Storm Sanders. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I'm going to leave you to it. For those who are following, actually, do you want to give your friends some shout outs for year 12? I know you got a lot of friends who want to shout out, and, you know, Tennis of Melbourne is about appreciation, so feel free to give some shout outs.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Wow, okay. Charlotte Smith, Smith,
mm-hmm.
who's one of my really good friends at school, as well as, oh, there's so many, Chloe James, Lefty Chill, Zara Lumbee, Zara Arnold, God, just all my close friends, they know who they are.
Okay.
They're all legends, and thanks for your support, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave you now, and I want to keep this convo nice and, I guess, nice and entertaining. You know, keep it below anywhere between 45 minutes or 40 minutes, and it's easy listening and no pressure. It's good for walking or no driving way home or whatever. So thanks to Graham Grace. Thank you very much, and we shall keep in touch. That's in, and when I get some of the convos that you requested, I'll make sure I'll send you the link too.
Thanks, Tom. Good to chat to you.
No worries. All right,
see you
look
soon.
All right, look after
your baby.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'll actually, if you don't mind, actually, you know, if you want, I'll send a couple of photos to you. But again, I just don't want it to have a, you know, public. But yeah, I'll send you a couple. And then yeah, so okay. All right. See you, everyone. See you guys. See you, Grace. Bye-bye.
Bye.